In this episode of Leader Feeder, we look at what happens when you disagree with management's decision or message. As a frontline supervisor or manager, you might find yourself in the predicament. You've been told by the management team to take a certain message down to your team, but you disagree with it. You're not buying in personally. So how can you handle this? Well, first of all, realize that you could ask for more clarification, but maybe you don't understand the background of the decision, why the decision was made or what the policy is. So you could find out more so that you could learn more yourself. The second thing is you can have an attitude of experimentation. What I mean by that is most of us can't tell ahead of time whether a certain decision or policy is going to be effective or ineffective until we give it a try. So if you have that mindset of just experimentation, trying different things, then you wouldn't prejudge whether it's going to be effective or not. And then third is stop overreacting to the pushback that you might see in your frontline team. So you go ahead and announce the policy. A lot of leaders get uncomfortable with their team challenges them on the policy and or puts them in a predicament that says, do you personally agree with this or not? And so my suggestion is if your team ever corners you about a policy and says, what do you think about this? Just watch that you don't take the bait there and that instead you take a more neutral stance, which is, you know what, whether I totally agree with it or not, I just know it's something that we have to do and I'm willing to give it a try. And you know what? Things could change in the future, but right now this is the direction that we're going. And I think if you take that management message, realize, of course, that you are an agent of the management team. It isn't us and them. It is us, one leadership team. So it's important that you as a frontline leader carry those management messages right to the shop floor, even when you disagree with them. Now, of course, in the alternative, you might want to pass along any feedback that you get back up the chain so that it can be considered at the management level. And you might even get a little defensiveness from the management team when you push back on some of the messages. Just kind of ignore a little bit of that defensiveness. Just go ahead and give your feedback because it might result in a change. Nothing is ever set in stone in organizations. Many things are fluid and changing based on new information. So part of your job as the frontline leader is to pass down the information in one direction, but also then bring the information back to the management team so they can make even better decisions going forward. So even if this is the only episode of Leader Feeder that you've watched, you may now be curious to learn more and develop as a leader. Well, we do on-site workshops and you can connect with us on our website at frontlineleadership.com, or you could join with other like-minded frontline supervisors and managers on our Facebook community at Frontline Leader.